Hey, this is Scruffy Wallace, Dropkick Murphys, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
We'll be right back. star cowboy, eat too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes rolled up in his t-shirt sleeve. He got a tattoo on his arm, I said, baby, he got another one that just say, hey. But every Sunday afternoon he is a dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet. Oh, Rabbit Roy, that stock car boy, he the best driver in the land. He say that he learned to race a stock car by running shine out of Alabama. Oh, the demolition derby and the figure eight is easy money on the bank compared to running from the man in Oklahoma City with a 500-gallon tank. Oh, Rabbit Roy, that stock car boy, he too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes rolled up in his t-shirt sleeve. He got a tattoo on his arm, I say, baby, he got another one that just say, hey. And Sunday afternoon he is a dead track demon in a 57 Chevrolet. Fool. He don't know what fear's about. He do 130 mile an hour, smiling at the camera with a toothpick in his mouth. He got a girl back home named Dixie Dawn, but he got honeys all along the way. And you ought to hear him screaming for the dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet. Oh, Rabbit Roy, that stock car boy, he too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes up in his t-shirt sleeve. He got a tattoo on his arm, I say, baby, he got another one that just say, hey. But every Sunday afternoon he is a dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet.
is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM. Tufts Educational Radio.
message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Leonard. He's a sportsman and a shepherd. He's a lazy bastard living in a suit. But he does say what I tell him, even though it isn't welcome. He just doesn't have the freedom to refuse. He will speak these words of wisdom, like a sage, a man of vision, though he knows he's really nothing but the brief elaboration of a tube. Going home without my sorrow, going home sometime tomorrow, going home to where it's better than before. Going home without my burden, going home curtain, going home without the costume that I wore. He wants to write a love song, an anthem of forgiving, a manual for living with defeat. Doesn't have a burden, that he doesn't need a vision, that he only has permission to do my instant bidding, which is to say what I have told him to repeat. Going home without my sorrow, going home sometime tomorrow, going home to where it's better than before. Going home without my burden, going home behind the curtain, going home without this costume that I wore.
I had my dream, but all of them. centuries, I want a man to me. reason why I preach against it. I believe that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency.
DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour. 120 minutes of rockabilly, hillbilly, old country, 50s R&B, and vintage rock and roll.
I know what it does to you.
Friday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m., alternating with Steve Harnish and the Bingo Show. Only here on WMFO in Medford.
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
Want some now? Just search the web for DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour to find the website, Blogspot, Facebook and MySpace pages, and Apple iTunes podcasts. Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial, and WMFO.org on the web.
It even vibrates like real.
16 and 6 feet tall, in a crowd of teenagers coming out of the zoo. She stumbled, started to slip and fall, teeter-tottered on the diaper pad and leather shoes. I happened to catch her and said, maybe these ruby shoes are a little cumbersome for you. Maybe for you. But not as shaky as I must have seemed, talking junk through her giggle little teenage dream. And on the phone I could not compete, my dumb luck, fake confidence was getting weak. And for a sec I thought I sounded sweet, but sure enough in a gruff faint voice I heard myself speak. Share a kiss, but I feel like I can't go through with this. And I bet we could build a home, but I know the right thing for me to do is to leave you alone. Leave you alone now. So you probably won't get what I'm going to do. I'm walking away from you. It probably don't make much sense to you. But I'm trying to save you from all of the things that I'll probably say or do. I'll probably do. I could stay a while, but sooner or later break your smile, and I can tell a joke, but one of these days I'm down to choke, and we might share a kiss, but I feel like I can't go through with this, and I bet we could build a home, but I know the right thing for me to do, is to leave you alone. Probably call me a fool and say I'm doing exactly what a coward would do. And I'm beginning to like you. It's a shame, what a lame way to live, but what can I do? I hope you appreciate what I do. I'm a martyr for my love for you. A martyr for my love for you.
Little old lady got mutilated late last night. werewolves of London again. Ahoo, werewolves of London. Gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Ahoo, werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's, and his hair was perfect.
I guess that love.